I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. World Bank President Robert Zoellick said today the world economy is in a danger zone. Greece's debt crisis is at the center of that. Today, the Greek prime minister said the country has to make deeper cuts to avoid bankruptcy, and that's not a message Greeks want to hear. In Athens today, there were protests against the latest austerity measures, but analysts warn that no matter what Greece does, it appears headed for default. The question is, what kind of default? The World's Clark Boyd reports.
European leaders continue to insist a Greek default must not be allowed to happen. U.S. officials have strongly seconded that idea. And the Greek government is trying to do whatever it can to avoid default. It's raised taxes and slashed public sector pay and pensions, all in the hope of securing an additional $10.5 billion from the EU, European Central Bank, and International Monetary Fund.
If you take somebody who is bankrupt and you give them more debt, more loans, on condition that they will reduce their income, you're being a very cruel person.
That's Yanis Varoufakis, economics professor at the University of Athens.
If a default is going to happen, and I have no doubt that it will, the sooner the better. If it is inevitable, you might as well default when you owe less and your income is higher. The bailouts that we've had for the last year, what have they done? It's very simple. They've added more debt on the existing debt, and they've reduced our national income because that was a condition upon which those loans were given.
But not everyone thinks sooner is necessarily better.
If there would be a Greek default right now, I think its impact would be really, really dangerous and devastating, not just on the euro area, but on the rest of the world as well.
That's Zsolt Darvas, an analyst with a Brussels-based European policy think tank called Bruegel. He says the impact of a Greek default could quickly spread to, say, Italy and then the banks.
And if a Greek default right now would lead to further tensions in Italy, that could indeed lead to a widespread banking crisis in Europe. And again, a widespread banking crisis in Europe would have an impact on U.S., and since all countries are linked to the U.S., that could be renewed full global financial crisis.
The big fear currently is that Greece would go through what's called an uncontrolled default. That would mean Greece simply tells its creditors, forget it, we're not paying you back, period. That's what Argentina did nearly a decade ago. But in the Argentine case, it was clear who the country's creditors were. Not so in the case of Greece. Its debt has been resold and bet against, much like mortgages in the subprime market in the United States. An uncontrolled default in Greece would make Argentina look like a walk in the park, says economist Yanis Varoufakis. He compares the possibility to the implosion of Lehman Brothers in 2008.
Just like in the case of Lehman's, it is utterly impossible at the moment to calculate the cascade of defaults which is going to begin starting from Greece. The piles of new debt that has been erected on the Greek debt, which is accumulating in French and German banks, this web of destruction is impossible to know, to foretell, before the Greek default takes place. And when it does take place, it will be impossible to stop that cascade of defaults.
Inside Greece, the consequences of an uncontrolled default might be devastating. Johan van Overtveld is author of a forthcoming book called The End of the Euro. He says pensions and wages wouldn't get paid at all, and worse.
If you go to an uncontrolled default, that would immediately destroy the entire Greek banking system, which is, of course, the end of the Greek economy. I mean, a modern economy without a banking system is like a runner without legs.
Far better, analysts say, for Greece to negotiate its way to what's called an orderly default. Working with its creditors and European officials, the Greeks could restructure their debt and decrease their payments. It's a process that could take months, even a year. That might buy the Greek government and the European banks who loan to it enough time to get their financial houses in order. But as the protests in Athens show, it's unclear if the Greek people are prepared to keep tightening their belts for that long. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.